Good afternoon, everybody. This is a very special edition of Turning Tricks with Tom and Tash because there's no Tash. And Tom found the lost pod from back in the day. Would you believe the one that we lost in, I think it was around the 1st of March, or if it was a leap year, it was the 29th of April, because it was the Monday before Pancake Tuesday. I was just listening to it there, and yes, it was the lost pod. Can't believe it. So, very special one for you would be, well, actually, very special old one for you, but it's actually really funny. It was one where we really said we hit our stride, and I couldn't find it for ages. My usual thing. We're talking about palm line surgery, the sexiest accent in the world. There is a joke about penis, not very good. I think we've got some 90s stuff in there. Nice little treat for you. Just one to pop in there. Tash back from holidays now very soon, and we will be back with our wonderful pod. I'm just out of the gym, so I'm very sore and hungry. I hope you enjoy it. I'll be on live soon on the Instagrams, and you'll be able to know where to collect this pod. And now I'm bambling on. Amazing. I sound very lonely without Tash. I sound like a one-sided person, but that's okay. We'll take that. Love you all. Enjoy the pod. Boom, 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 ba-doom, boom, ba-doom, boom, 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 boom. It's all good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome back to Turning Tricks with Tom and Tash. Good morning, Tash.
Just got a bit scared there. Scared. It's Monday. I've had two coffees with six shots.
Yeah. Stupid Lurkin.
I love the sober life. How are ya?
I'm all right. I don't love the sober life.
Why?
Similarly.
Why?
Because I was out at the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I had drinks. Actually, we went for dinner at Martine's. I'm cold.
We
went for dinner in Martine's on Quay Street.
Nice.
Which is lovely. Booked in for 6 o'clock and straight across the road to 15:20 afterwards.
What did you have to eat? Tell me, I've not been out in a very long time.
I can't remember.
Really good though.
Yeah, I had food anyway. Yeah, it was nice.
Cocktails were
lovely. I'd love a little cocktails. Yes.
Okay.
That was it. Yeah.
I had cocktails.
I did somebody rob my jacket, and then I didn't have a mask, and I was walking home, and I was like going, oh, I'm too paranoid to get into a taxi without a mask on, so I just walked home.
Coat on.
Yeah. That's why I'm cold today.
That's annoying. I lost your coat.
I know. Well, somebody stole it. They didn't lose it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bastards.
I'm on the stealing. They are bastards.
They are bastards. At least it wasn't your Macklemore
Yeti
coat.
Yeah.
That'd be
just my Borg coat. Seemingly that's the Borg thing that they say.
Is that like a teddy? Yeah, it's your teddy coat, isn't it? Like, like a bear.
I won't buy another one, although, because I'm too devastated.
No, don't.
No.
It's gone now.
It's gone now. How are you this morning?
I'm great.
After all your coffees.
I'm great. I am still sober. Yay!
Nice. It is not fun, people. It is not fun.
It is. I've had 6 shots of caffeine this morning. I'm ready to party.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Let's get ready, ready. Let's get ready, ready. Let's get ready
That's
to
all
rumble.
All I've listened to all morning is singing.
So, Tom, tell us, what's on the menu today?
Oh, the menu. You've got the list in front of you. I've got the list in front of me.
So, this week we're going to be talking about 90s. Throwback.
Oh, yeah, throwback.
The 90s. Talking about discos. The discos are happening.
Oh, yeah, and I was saying to you this morning that there's some sort of a thing out. There was a survey done of, I'll text Shane now and ask him.
Okay, we'll find out more on that.
Yeah, there's not enough, there's a lot less nightclubs than there were 10 years ago or something.
Oh yeah, sure, there's only one in Galway, only one nightclub, DNA.
Is that still open?
Yes, yeah, just the one. But I was talking about the discos, the old teenage discos are back.
Are they?
They are back. I don't know why I'm levitating off my chair.
Just the coffee. The teenage disco.
Teenage discos. So I was going to talk to you. Do you remember discos?
I do. I remember the slow sets and the shifts.
The erection section.
Direction section.
Oh, I remember being up against the damp wall in a hall.
Dirty.
But speaking of teenage discos, so that's throwing it back to the 90s and the early 2000s for us. Would it be?
Yes.
Yeah, would be.
Yeah.
When fashion was, well, apparently now it's vintage fashion.
I know, yeah.
These
that's
days,
the
that's kind of upsetting. Yeah. It's like, yeah. Hey, I had those rip-off Adidas pants before you.
Yeah.
So
if I still had them, I'd be cool.
Yeah, we should have kept all our clothes.
Yeah.
Who knew that it'd come back around again?
Come back around.
Do you think butterfly clips are going to make a comeback? I used to love that. You know, you twist your hair back.
Hair and
it gel.
A little bit of
glitter.
Glitter on top.
And then Tommy Girl perfume. Oh, was do you remember that? Tommy Girl perfume.
Yeah.
The twisted cornrows that we put on ourselves.
The bleach blonde hair. Because there was no such thing as toners back then.
Oh, so sunning.
Tried to get as white as possible. Sunning.
Sunning. Do you remember that? And you'd have orange hair.
Yeah.
I dyed my hair ginger quite a few times.
So many. I remember that from when I was hairdressing. So many sun-ins come in. Try and unsun them.
Just put them in a dark room for a few days.
The orange.
Oh, I remember that. And the chunky. I remember I used to have like really chunky striped highlights. So I had like the hairdresser term, 675 Colliston.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then the bleach. So that was like a chocolatey reddish brown stripey.
Yeah.
I looked like a zebra.
Yeah.
Real thick, chunky.
And everybody did it.
Everyone had that.
Yeah.
And we thought we were the shit.
And they were trying to bring that back for a while, but
I don't think it'll take off. No. But yeah, that with the butterfly clips, my Tommy Girl. I was never one
chunky
for the old
shoes.
Oh, the no pulse shoes. Do you remember them?
Yeah.
Did you have a pair?
Yeah.
They were class. After a while, though, what happened is I wore them to school, and I obviously walk. I'm called Duck for the way I walk. That's a very personal bit of information I'm just giving out there. So, and the way I used to walk, I used to wear the inside of my no pulse
like
shoes.
Curved inwards.
Yeah, so my knees would be knocking off each other walking around, but I wouldn't throw them in the bin.
No, you're only allowed one pair a year back then. No such thing as fast fashion. You had to make it last.
I'm not buying you another pair of them shoes.
You get it
you
at
wear
13
them.
And you finish at 18 when you can afford to buy your own.
Yeah.
Give one pair of shoes.
Working in a hairdresser's earning £20 a week.
Oh, yeah. It's a good outfit.
All week. Yeah. Working, what was it, 8 till 9?
Yeah.
For £20 a week.
And you used to get your four nights out out of that.
You got your four nights out, your breakfast, your dinner, and your new shoes.
Yep.
God, I remember that.
Go crack.
Wasn't it? Yeah, you'd go out and then you'd be coming in, mixing up wrong colour burning heads.
Yeah.
That was just me.
Yeah.
I was a junior.
She was a junior. She was a young one back then. She. You were.
You were.
It's like I'm not even talking to you and you're here in front of me.
I know. So that was a good one.
Oh, yeah. And then there was no social media either back then. So, like,
you could
do whatever you wanted.
You
and the only repercussion was people that would remember. So you used to avoid
them.
Sober people.
Yeah.
And or just be drunk.
Yeah, like no one, you couldn't remember. You'd wake up in a field.
Yeah.
Face down.
Standard.
Up against a field.
After walking
in the middle
3 miles
of,
home.
Up against the wall. A field. Yeah, there was none of it. You could practically do whatever you wanted.
Yeah.
Carefree.
Yeah.
That brings us to, what do you think about the whole the whole social media thing nowadays? I know I've been talking to a few people that I know that are quite close to me, and they're saying they've given up social media. They're finding it's seriously affecting their mental health, and they just completely live in this world of comparison. They think people are living their best lives
100%.
Through social media.
And you hear the whole time about it, not to compare yourself, but you can't not. If you see a picture of somebody looking really lovely.
Yeah.
In the middle of the week and you feel like shit. You're just like, oh, now I feel shitter. Because they
like
can seem to be able to do everything themselves. Like,
that's like me now looking at everybody, you, going out at the weekend.
That's it.
And I'm like, I'm just going to the gym and my life's so boring.
Although if you notice, I didn't post anything because I'm not a social media person.
That's true.
I just like to pod and work.
Yeah.
Go to the gym.
I'd love to go back to going out 5 nights a week with £20.
Oh, that's great.
My butterfly clips and glitter spray.
Yeah.
It was just
walking on the back of your trousers, then you end up with.
Oh yes! Do you remember that? You'd go through a puddle and you'd be soaked past your knees.
Or it rains in the morning and then you're in school all day with all the wet.
Yeah, but you didn't care. It was kind of like grungy.
It was normal.
Literally, it was. You did not give a fook about anything. You kind of had your own tribe.
Yeah.
And you didn't really care.
No.
And then you'd have to go through the hole. There was no Tinder.
Through the hole. Straight on to no Tinder. Going through the hole.
I'm just thinking, there was no Tinder. So you had to actually talk to people.
Go out for the shift.
Will you shift my friend? No. Will you shift him? No. Yeah. Will you shift me? So, okay then. And then you just
speak. Shift somebody.
Washing machine tongues going at it against the damp wall in a community centre.
You're all about the damp wall.
There's condensation in those dish coats. Those walls be moist, I tell you. God, what's wrong with me?
I don't know.
This is what happens when I go sober. Now I'm drawing crosses.
Yeah.
Bless myself.
I'm scared. I'm going to walk away. Damn it, I can't get away.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, no more comparing yourselves now, guys. No need. But it's hard not to, because you do get caught, especially if you're hungover or something like that on a Sunday, or if you're bored at home on a Sunday. You know, you can just go into that little rabbit hole of just flick, 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 flick.
I think people should do what you do on a Sunday. Put your phone in the bin.
I know, yeah, I really
That's the best thing to do.
It's the only way.
It is. Yeah. It really is. Just disconnect.
Yeah.
A lot of people have said they've given up social media for, say, a month or two, and they feel so much happier within themselves.
Yeah.
The self-worth.
The worst thing
better.
About it is that you nearly have to go back onto it again, because you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you kind of feel isolated then, but it's not a bad thing that you're totally dependent on your phone.
I know, but I have very mixed feelings about this, because everything is moving on anyway, and the phone is a natural progression, and it's only us from back in the day that feel like people shouldn't have phones, because we didn't have phones.
Do you remember your first phone?
Yeah.
I had a Motorola where you, like, it was a brick. Yeah. It was massive, and you had an aerial. You had to pull up, and when you were getting a message, you'd have your tunes on, and you're really I got a message. It'd take a week to come through.
Yeah, that was great, and you used to have the ringtones on your phone and all that. Oh, I used to love it.
Crazy frog. Oh yeah. Crazy.
Remember Crazy Frog?
Do you remember Fat Frogs?
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm loving this.
Is that a drink or a lollipop?
It was both.
Ice pop, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then there was
a
drink.
Ice pop. Yeah.
It was, what was it? Smirnoff Ice, Blue Wicked, and Bacardi Breezer Orange. And you got two pints of it.
Okay. And then I used to have...
If you drank too many, you poop green.
Yeah. What did I used to have? The Smirnoff Ice and put an aftershock in it in a pint glass.
Which aftershock? Blue. Ooh.
Yeah, that used to be a hungover drink.
I used to like the red.
Spicy.
Yeah, it's kind of like Frosties. Hot Frosties.
I had a lot of tequila now on Saturday night. I just say it all that. I can feel it coming up on me.
It's just, you just, a throwback just come back.
Yeah, throwback to the back of my throat.
Oh, tequila, gross.
I know.
Did you do the salt and the lemon, or salt and lime, or what did you have?
It was lime. There was no salt. Sure, when you're drunk, you can't be doing salt. You end up just pouring it in your eye, like, in my hand.
That's what kamikaze shots, isn't it? In your eye.
Yeah.
No, you snort the salt. And squirt the lemon in your eye.
Not to be recommended at home.
Yeah, definitely.
Not at all. Jesus Christ.
I'm just loving our trip down memory lane.
I know. Britney Spears, 1999.
Oh, hit me, baby. I wanted to be Britney.
Yeah.
I think
everybody
back then.
Did.
And Christina Aguilera. There was a lot of beef back then.
Yeah.
I was team, both of them.
Yeah. It was the time of pitting people against, especially women, were pitted against each other.
Oh, totally.
The whole time.
Yeah. They probably were really good friends, but it was just like, oh.
Yeah.
Social media back in our day was magazines and paw pairs.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Magazines.
Yeah.
Bella.
Bella. Oh, 17.
I got it for the other ones.
Smash hits.
Woman's Own.
Take a break. Do you know those ones? Like, those crazy ones. What's on the front of them? I drank battery acid and fell off a cruise ship, but I'm here to tell the tale with one leg.
National Enquirer and all those ones.
Oh,
with one leg.
They're crazy stories, though.
Yeah.
Or I had an affair with my uncle's stepdad's daughter child.
Who turned out to be an alien.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God, we need to get some of those magazines.
We'll find them. I like it.
Yeah. But now we're best friends. We're so, they're such crazy stories.
They are.
So crazy, they're probably true.
Speaking of the 90s and going back in the day, Katie Price has a new face, does she? Or is it just her face has just morphed into a different face?
She's got a new face. Oh. I can't remember exactly how many facelifts this is now, but...
417, I think, is it?
I think it might be 417. But she looks kind of all right.
Does she?
Yeah, she looks quite good. She kind of... Well, the only picture I've seen of her, she looks kind of like a doll scared.
Oh, yeah.
But...
Porcelain faced.
Yes. Yeah, so she's had a new face done. Pricey. Pricey's Mucky Mansion is on Channel 4.
Is it?
Yeah. I've not watched it yet. I probably will watch it today when I go home because I've nothing else to do.
Sober.
Boring. Just you wait till April, baby.
Then I'll go sober.
No, that's not fair.
You can't do that. Just do it, no, yeah.
You wouldn't be able to last 12 weeks.
The last time I tried to go sober, I had a bet on with Aiden in the gym and I lost on week one. We made the bet on Thursday. I lost on Saturday and then I had to get a tattoo on my calf.
See, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll make this interesting. When I'm back in April, we'll see if you could go sober and I'll just get dropped in and sit here and be pissed.
Yeah.
It'll drive you insane.
Oh, will do, yeah.
I don't know which would be worse, me on coffee or wine.
I will definitely be doing a drunk one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We might invite some few people on for that, actually, be a good crack.
A Saturday night one. We could get in some cocktails.
Yeah.
Okay, I have 6 more weeks. Let's not talk about this anymore. Yeah. Easter's coming up. Pancake Tuesday tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like old pancakes?
I do, but lactose is not
we don't have to
my friend.
Milk in it.
How do you do pancakes without milk?
I'll find you a recipe right now. Hold
oh,
on.
Like oat milk, yeah, sorry.
No, wait, you don't even have to put milk in.
That's
Let me
a
Google.
Lie.
I'm going to Google this right now. Milk.
Tell her not to, folks.
Milk-free pancakes. Oh, look, it's come up. Let me see. Alpro.
Yeah.
Protein pancake. Oh, you can get pre-mixed protein pancake mix chocolate. Dairy-free pancakes. BBC Good Food. Let's see what they're doing. Skip regular milk and replace it with coconut. Skip regular milk and replace it with coconut or hemp milk. These light pancakes are suitable. Oh, no thanks. For people with dairy or lactose intolerance. There you go.
Yeah,
so you do need
the
milk.
Yeah.
Does Shane like pancakes?
No, because he doesn't eat eggs.
Oh, yeah. He's weird about his eggs, isn't he?
Weird about his eggs. Literally weird about his eggs. Yeah. I love it.
So, God, I just want to go back to discos. I really do. I really enjoyed that. Hair gel and glitter and Tommy Girl and flares. And
shifting in the corner.
I had big tits. As well. So I was like...
Everybody was in their element around you then.
Pretty much, yeah.
Just driving cars.
Oh, God. What was your experience at discos? You're very quiet. It's all about me and my...
I know, yeah. All I remember from discos is the Shipton.
Damp wall.
I don't think we had damp walls.
See,
but I didn't really
had good
teenager. Yeah. How did we do... No, I think I went to nightclubs, because I didn't really go out until I was 18, so I missed out on the whole teenage disco thing. So it would have been proper discos.
I went to proper nightclubs when I was 15 then in town. I looked older. That doesn't bode well for me today. Yeah. It's probably. So you didn't even have the teenage, the awkwardness of it.
No.
God.
No. I did when we went to Irish college camp school.
Gaeltacht.
Gaeltacht.
Irish college, camp, school, brownies, Boy Scouts. You went out to the Gaeltacht?
I did, yeah, down in Kerry.
Oh, I would say that was awful.
All right, like.
Was that?
I shifted a girl, I didn't like it.
No. I'd say that was awful.
Was.
Yeah.
Well, shifting a girl or just...
Shifting a girl, yeah.
I'd say that was awful.
Yeah, so wonder where she now?
Probably living her best life. Or maybe she's still pining over me. Who knows?
She probably is. The one that got away.
The one that got away.
From Kerry.
Kerry. She could have been from anywhere, actually, because we all came from all over the country.
Oh, okay. Was that like 2 week thing or longer?
I think it was 2 weeks.
I never got to go to the Gaeltacht. No, we were poor.
I think I went for 3 or 4 years in a row. Got your little ring. Fania. Your no drinking thing pin that you could wear. Didn't last long, I think.
Is that not what you get for your confirmation? Your pioneer badge?
Maybe. What was the ring for then?
I don't know.
The ring of power. Yeah. I don't know. Let's move on from this.
Rule them all. Well, you got a ring. Is that like a chastity ring? Not to do
it. Oh, maybe that's it.
It's probably what it was.
Yeah.
Like a Jonas Brothers ring.
Could be.
What's that called? Celibacy.
Celibacy.
Yeah.
What's that called? What? I don't understand that stuff at all.
There's no celibacy around here.
We'll take that off the table.
Oh, what?
Oh, speaking of celibacy, do I hear my joke?
Yes.
Now, I tried to practice this because I'm a pure fucking gomi. So I'm going to do it off the cuff.
Tom's joke of the week.
My penis was in the Guinness Book of World Records. Until the librarian asked me to take it out.
But I'm...
Even my delivery was crap.
No, I found it funny because you told me the other day.
Yeah.
It was really, really funny on a WhatsApp audio note.
Oh, yeah, because I think I did it. Well, I think I was reading it at the same time I was trying to do it. I don't know what I was doing.
It just somebody commented, I'm in the Guinness Book of Records. I hope it wasn't on my page. Totally was, by the way.
Totally was. I found that page.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else have we got for today? Nothing. Nothing, that's it.
Thank you, good night. No, so what are we?
Oh, yeah, I have a few other little facts and figures. I was looking at a poll.
Yeah.
A poll.
A poll.
So there was a poll done of 5,000 men and women, and which accent was voted to be the sexiest in the world? I've got options for you. So if you're at home, write down your answer. Was it France? Or sorry, French? Irish?
How are you?
Italian?
Arancini boys.
Or Scottish?
I like my neeps and tatties. Tatties.
The source was one poll, and Irish was voted to be the sexiest.
Irish, here, come on, like, yeah. We're off a righty. Oh, even though Scottish is quite nice.
Well, I was saying Scottish as well. I would have thought that was up there, but even Northern Irish.
What?
I don't do English good.
Northern Irish.
Yeah.
Oh.
That'd be kind of.
Can you do the accent?
I can in my shite.
Can you?
No.
Harder.
A wee situation.
Oh, that's really good. That's like Eamon Holmes.
Yeah.
Is it Eamon Holmes? Yeah. That's like Eamon Holmes.
Eamon in your homes.
Well, I can do the Scottish. I like the Scottish. I'm Scottish myself.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're part of everything.
I am. I'm Jewish, Hungarian, Irish.
Irish.
Scottish.
Scottish.
Aye.
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 If you're listening from Scotland, you can feel free to give out to us.
Yeah, I apologize. No way is this meant to cause any offense.
No.
But we do like the nips and tatties.
I'm looking at men outside.
What are you looking at? Ooh, that
Jesus
was loud.
Christ.
What was that? Is
oh,
that
it came from behind us.
What is it?
Motorbike.
You sounded like Shrek.
I did sound like Shrek. Oh, I've got another interesting thing. This is all the stuff I learned over the last week.
Yeah.
Because we were off last week because both of us were sick.
We were.
So, surgery. This is the thing. PAM line surgery.
Yeah, you sent me this and I was very confused until you clarified. Like,
so you know your PAM lines?
Please tell us. Yes.
On your hand of your PAM.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's elective surgery done in Japan. Now, they're very much into their palmistry. Took me a while to learn how to say
that word. Do they, like, get fortune tellers?
Yeah.
That's
that read your lines. I've never gotten it done myself, but I have heard of it being a thing.
I could do yours.
Oh. Wait till I get my surgery first.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a laser. They do laser surgery on it. So if you have a short lifeline, they'll make the lifeline longer.
But
and if you wanted your money line... your look line.
And they just get, so how did they do
it? So like they change it. So I don't know how to read palms, but seemingly if they look at them, and if somebody does know how to read palms, we'd appreciate them coming on and having a chat with us about it.
I wouldn't mind having mine done. I've had it done where you're like, oh, you're going to do this, and then you get a house with a swimming pool, and they spit in your hand. I've had that done.
That must have been in Hungary, was it? Pre-COVID anyway, guys, pre-COVID.
Have you not done that when you were a kid? You're like, there's here, you're going to get married, this is your money, and then you're going to have a house with a swimming pool, and they spit on your hand.
Everything's very damp and moist when you were younger, wasn't it?
Show me your hands. Are you really liney?
Yeah.
Same as me. We're very interested. I want to get these read.
I think we will.
Yeah. Anyone out there that can read palms or anyone, know anyone.
Yeah, that's it.
Please.
Yeah.
Get in touch with us. Yeah, I want to know.
Yeah. So they can reshape existing palm lines or even create new lines entirely.
But why?
So that your fortune reads better.
But like, that's, well, I suppose it's kind of,
you're kind of creating your own destiny.
Yeah, so it's
Yeah.
Which you can do anyway.
Yeah, that's true, actually, without palm.
Without burning your hands off.
Yeah.
I kind of like that, though. That was good.
Yeah, it's interesting.
That's very fascinating.
Fascinating. It's the new surgery craze coming to Ireland soon.
I tell you, forget about lips and Botox. I'm getting me some fucking lines.
Yeah, go the other way.
Yeah. Look at my hands.
I'm an interested person.
Yeah, just go palms out.
Yeah.
High five.
High five.
Hey, man.
And that's all my name. Oh, Scarlett Johansson has got a new skincare brand out as well.
That looks really good.
The Outset. Now, I keep on saying Offset, but that's
Offset.
Cardi B's husband.
Traco.
Ego. What's going on there now?
Offset.
Oh, yeah.
That's it, the way he sings.
Yeah.
Offset. Offset. Okay. Enough of that.
That's it. She's got her new range coming out. Celebrities are really going for the whole skin thing.
Makeup, everyone's going scaling back and going more natural. Mm. So
scaling back the scales.
Scaling back the scales. They are dissolving fillers and going more natural and putting
Courtney,
placentas on their face. Courtney Cox.
Yeah, she's going more natural with her face now as well. I remember there about 10 years ago, she went totally fillered and plasticky.
Yeah, she was saying she didn't realise how crazy she went with it.
I saw that, all right.
I thought you were on about Kourtney Kardashian with her poosh. She's always like rubbing placentas on her face.
Yeah, she's
stuff.
The most natural of the Kardashians, I think, isn't she?
She would be in a sense of like gluten-free matcha
that's what
lattes.
I
think Kendall is the most natural.
She
I think she's probably one of the only ones that hasn't been messing with the old face.
I'd say so.
But she's a supermodel.
Yeah. Kourtney doesn't look like she's messed with her face, although.
No, she's gone a bit weird now.
With Travis.
Yeah. She's going back to the 90s, the emo grunge phase.
She
big
really
time.
Is. I like her hair short as well.
Yeah. That's why she's kind of going, but there was always the group of grungers, t-shirts under t-shirts. Long sleeve t-shirts under t-shirts. You remember that?
Yes. And I remember that.
The two bits of the hair dangling down.
Oh, I love it.
And they listen to Green Day a lot. Yeah.
From the part in the middle.
And then you twist.
There.
Yeah.
The hair gel.
Yeah. I did
and
that.
They're crispy.
Yeah. The crispy hair. Yeah.
I love it.
And they listen to Green Day and Blink 182.
Yeah.
Back in
the
day.
Was he Blink 182, Travis? No, he's not Blink 182. Who is
he?
Who does he sing about?
Let me Google.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We're all about to Google today. Then.
We have to Google this.
Can't
Travis
do
Barker.
Our phones. Oh my God, I have something starting at
Travis
11.
Barker was in what band?
What
Let
band?
Me see, Google, Siri.
Travis Barker was a member of 11 musical groups.
Blink 182. Oh, he was. There you go. Thanks, Siri. So it was.
11 musical groups.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That is a lot, isn't it? Yeah.
Britney Spears has got a new album. Book. Book.
This will be interesting.
She signed a book deal.
I'm still waiting for the Oprah interview. She's going to do a tell-all with Oprah. Like that's.
I wonder if that going to coincide with the book. Oprah would be good at getting a book wrote, wouldn't she?
She would. I think that would definitely be a big screen. We get the old Rosé night in.
Yeah, poor Albert. Amanda Bynes is still in her. Do you remember her?
Oh, totally Amanda.
Yeah. She's still on her conservatorship as well.
Stop. She was on a conservatorship. For what?
She went crazy.
I know. She's totally Amanda. I used to love that. Was that Nickelodeon?
I didn't have Nickelodeon, so I don't know any of these programs that people should be talking about.
What, Rugrats?
That was on RT too, I remember that.
Power Rangers.
Oh yeah, sure, everybody knew what a Power Ranger
was. Hey Arnold! Do you remember that?
No.
He had a weird shaped head.
Is that not Rugrats?
No.
Oh, Football Head.
Football Head, yeah, Hey Arnold.
Oh yes, I remember it now.
What else was on? What else was on in those cartoons back then? Sabrina Teenage Witch. You had that, did you?
Yeah. RTE 2.
Oh, RTE 2 had a lot of that. The Den. See, I never really watched The Den. I had Cartoon Network. I had Dexter's Laboratory.
So you were posh, basically.
I think we got it free with Sky or something. Cartoon Network.
We had Ren 2 years on our TV. And excited to get the third channel then, whenever that came out.
What was the third channel back in the day?
I don't know. TG Carr, maybe, I think, came out
first.
I don't know.
I watched too much telly lately. Peaky Blinders season 6 started last night.
I haven't even watched season 1.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's good. It's good. Tommy Shelby.
Avenging Anna. Have you watched that?
I've watched a couple of them, and then I kind of realized where it was going, and then I was like, it's like Tinder Swindler. Have you watched Tinder Swindler yet?
No, I've heard too much about it. I just can't be bothered.
So what do you think of Inventing Anna?
Very good.
And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah, I think just watch it, because then you realize you heard about it as well from back in the day. It's very good.
It is really good. It was amazing how she managed to hoodwink all those people.
Stop using those big words.
Hoodwinked.
Hoodwinked.
This is what happens.
Hedwig.
I get sober, I've got clarity, and my mind is like a thesis.
Tetorsis. That's amazing. What did I watch last night, actually, with my hungoverness? Spotlight.
What's that?
The film. Good.
What's that about? It's really good.
Yeah.
It's good.
I can't remember what it was about. No, it's good if you want to watch a hard-hitting film. It was set
Spotlight,
in Boston.
Spotlight.
It was the Boston Globe, and they were doing a story on priests in...
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I have seen that.
Based on a true story as well, so it's very hard-hitting.
Hard-hitting is right. Did you watch Catching Killers yet in the Zambian meet?
You were talking to... Did you tell me about that or somebody else?
That was last week on the pod.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't watch it. Before. I probably got scared.
You probably did get scared.
Yeah. Is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix, yeah.
But is it Netflix and chill, or is it Netflix and eat your own arm off?
A bit of both.
Yeah. Actually, text me to remind me to watch that. And everybody at home watch it too, and then we'll all watch it together.
We'll talk about it. Then come by.
And eat each other.
There's nothing really coming on or nothing. I really need some... Oh, I probably have a Euphoria to watch today. This is all I'm doing is working out and watching TV on my downtime.
Yeah.
When I'm not podding.
Podding.
And creating new clothing lines for Fizzy. Oh, Fizzy.com.
Yeah. Fizzy.com.
Yeah. Check it out.
Fizzy.
Yeah. That's it, really. I don't have like any other fun things to watch on the old television.
No, you have enough.
What's coming up for you guys this week? Pancakes.
Nothing. Oh, yeah, pancakes.
Dairy-free pancakes. Oh, you're going to do that. Lent?
No.
Why not? I'm doing Lent. I'm giving up alcohol.
You can't do that because you're giving up.
Yes,
you
I
have
can.
To, you just start drinking alcohol.
No.
Yeah.
That's
you have
not
to
fair.
Do something that you. Yeah. You have
Easter
to
Sunday is gonna be the shit.
When is Easter then? April. It's 40 April. Days from today, is it?
Yeah.
Is that's it, the way it works.
40 days and 40 nights?
40 nights as well.
Yeah. When is Easter? Hold on. Google.
Ah no.
I have to. I
She's
think it's like.
Googler today now.
I think it's. It's the 17th of April. You know what that means? Pop. Am I gonna be drinking? And then.
Why?
Because my 12-week coaching will be
over.
I'm not gonna just turn into a complete wino after the 12 weeks. It's just Easter Sunday.
Yeah, right.
It's all lies. They're not even square.
All right. Yeah, I have to go get physio done now.
Yeah,
good old Liam, give me a little bait around.
I need to go for a massage.
I got a lovely massage done in Lisbon. Lisbon Thai massage across the road from where Shane works. She's very good.
Is that across the road?
from Shane's place down that
oh,
way.
Oh, down that way.
Yeah.
Oh, because there's a Thai place across the road here by Galway City Gym.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to go for a massage myself. And on that note, babes, thank you for
Grub.
Talking to me.
It's been amazing.
I love
it's been
you.
Emotional. If it's nice on a Monday.
Everyone enjoy your pancakes.
We'll have more news for you next week.
Totally. Oh, we're going on tour, hopefully. No more coffee.
Oh, yeah, we're doing on. Well, we're going out up the road.
Yeah, well, that's on tour.
That's enough, really.
Yeah, going up enough. The road to see.
I love it.
To see what
it.
We can see. How far can we see to see what
I
we can
I better finish
see.
This soon because it's all going to go crazy. All right, you guys, it's been emotional.
Galway, we love you, you sexy bitches.
I'm going to try press my buttons.
The buttons. Wrong button. No, it's not. It's the right button.
Was that the right button?
That was the right button.